Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Happy New Year to all of you joining us this morning. And to start off the new year, we are going to give you some ideas of what needs to be done to plan your garden. And to take a look at what you have in your gardens currently to see if it's doing what you want it to. And is it giving you back what you're investing in that garden? For example, if you're planting a dozen tomato plants and you're harvesting tomatoes starting, we're going to say, mid to late June, if we have a good season, into the fall, does the cost of the 12 plants, the fertilizer you're applying, the watering, the care you're giving them, is that balancing off? Are you getting more tomatoes than for what you've planted? Are you making a profit? Or are you breaking even? Would you be better off to plant 8 tomatoes instead of 12 in that same area? Or plant 8 and take the rest of the room and plant something else. So this is what I want you to think about. And the best way to get started is to get a big sheet of paper, draw out your vegetable garden, length by width, and then plan it out. Row or two of tomatoes, do you do peppers, do you do cucumbers, squash, what type of squash? Do you do summer squash that's going to be very productive during July, August, and maybe into September? Are you planting any winter squash that's going to be very productive and something that you'll have in the fall of the year when the cost of those vegetables are going to be sky high? So get a big piece of paper, plan out your garden, and then let's figure out what is productive and what is not going to be productive. Also, are there going to be some vegetables that you can plant and get two crops from the same season? For example, can you get out in the garden and plant spinach and lettuce early? Say you did a half a row. You've harvested, you've enjoyed it, and as you harvest, if you're using a leaf-type lettuce, it will grow back. If you do a head-type lettuce, like iceberg that we buy at the supermarket, or any of the head-type varieties, once you cut the head, that's it. There's no more. But if you go with leaf lettuce, the different varieties of leaf lettuce, these are varieties that will be productive for a longer period of time. And there are a lot of great assortments with different flavors, different color blends, different shapes and thicknesses to the foliage. Some are going to be soft, some are going to be a little harder to make them more crispy. But the overall flavor differences, if you're doing a mixed green salad, things like kale and mustard and, you know, your upright lettuce, your leafy, soft and savory type lettuce. A leaf lettuce, you can cut it, and then 2 weeks later go back and cut all over again. So it can give you more than one harvest per crop. So instead of doing a whole row, do a half, cut as you need. It will continuously be productive until the days get to be warmer. Now when the days get warmer, your leaf-type lettuce, your spinach, which will take the cold just like the leaf lettuce, they won't tolerate the heat. So they have to be dug up. And you have to plant something else that will tolerate the hot weather. And there are things that you can plant that will mature and grow and be productive in the late summer into the early fall to replace the crops that prefer a cool grown season. So we have to start to think to get the best usage out of our garden this year, and that's why I want you to make a plan. Now what I do is I'll buy just a regular piece of that white cardboard that the kids will use for projects in school. Draw it out on there and put the crops that are going to be there permanent. For example, tomatoes, you can only plant them once. Peppers, you can only plant them once. Eggplant, it's a one-time crop. Carrots, beets, are a one-time crop. Broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, they're basically a one-time crop. So the ones that are going to be permanent, write them in on your white cardboard. Then crops like spinach, peas, for example. You plant your peas early, and they're ready by June and July. And by the middle of July, the pea season is basically over. They can be pulled out. And another crop of something else can be put into that garden that will give you something for the late summer and for the fall. So what I do in that case is I'll get a sheet of like a see-through, like a polymer paper, some type of a paper that is see-through, and lay it on top of my garden, draw in the rough line of the border, and in the empty spaces, I will write peas. We know that the peas can go in early April, sometimes late March, but usually early April for the Northeast. And then on top of that page will be a second page. Right? And that will be crop number two. And that will be planted for the month of late July or even early August. That will mature later on in the season. So if you're planting, for example, in mid to late August, you can plant a second crop of leaf lettuce. It will germinate very quick at that time of the year. So you planted peas, the peas went in early, they matured, you harvested the crop, you pulled them all out. And the advantage of planting a pea crop is peas and green beans have a little bump on their root system. That bump is called a nitrogen-fixing bacteria. And if you want to build up the quality of your soil, you can buy, at the time that you purchase your seed, a black powder that is a nitrogen-fixing bacteria. You roll your seeds in it, coat them well, plant them, and it produces these little nodules. And the nodules themselves will pull the nitrogen out of the air, store them in that nodule, and when you cut the roots, they stay in the soil, making the soil richer and have more nitrogen-fixing bacteria for the following crop that you're putting in. So let's plan the garden for the whole year. Two crops, if possible. That's what we're talking about today.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and a special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking about planning for the future. And I know it's only January, and you're saying, well, there's a foot of snow on the ground, it's, you know, 0 degrees out. You've got the time right now. So basically what I want you to do is to get more from the same space that you have currently in your garden and get a better return on your investment. If you have a small space and you're putting 4 tomato plants in it and it's taking over the whole garden and you're not getting anything until July, August, September, when you could get crops earlier, it may be worth buying a couple of large containers or going to your local nursery or garden center that does a lot of landscaping. And they would have old plastic pots or old cardboard pots that you could fill with soil and do a container garden in a different area in your garden, along the driveway, near the garage, near the tool shed. And instead of putting a dozen tomato plants in your garden and that's it, buy or see if you can get a deal. I mean, all the landscapers that are doing planting, these empty pots, they can be recycled. And you can use them for years and years. You get a good potting soil, like black gold. Add it with a little bit of compost and set into a large container. For example, if you could get an 18-inch pot, you could put a large tomato plant in the middle, and around the edges, plant some lettuce, plant some spinach. If you have a small garden and you like squash, then you could take a large container, 18 inches, 24 inches, and plant a zucchini or a summer squash in that container. And it will take up less room in that pot than it would in your present vegetable garden. In the vegetable garden, where you need to have the good drainage and you need to have good soil and you're getting sun, then you can take that vegetable garden that for years has been tomatoes. And for years, maybe the crop just hasn't been doing as well because you're putting in the same vegetable in the same garden every single year. So by skipping a year or two and planting a different crop, you allow the soil to rest from the requirements of that vegetable and allow other things to grow, giving the soil a chance to rest, build up the nutrients that have constantly been pulled by the tomatoes, and put in an alternative. Green beans, for example, are yellow. And there is a definite taste difference between a green bean and a yellow bean. Some people call them a wax bean. But if you plant green beans in early May, you can also harvest your crop by July and replant a second crop in July that would be harvested in September or even early October. So you're getting two crops of green beans for your money. Some you eat, some you freeze. Your tomatoes are in a container. They're being fed. They're being cared for. They're not going to get as big, but they're still going to be productive. And during the winter, we're going to give you ideas of varieties of tomatoes that are more productive for you. Some that will bloom a little bit earlier and will also give you more for your money. So, this is what I want you to do. Make that plan. Think what you're going to get the most out of from that garden. Difference in the overall production.
Ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles, but if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Ha ha. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're trying to plan out the garden, and what I always do, what I'd like for you to do is to try and plan next year's garden. Now, I know it's early, it's only January, but in the coming weeks, we're going to have a lot of great guests on the radio program. We're going to get you involved. We're going to talk about the newer vegetables that are going to be more productive for you. We'll talk about some of the heirloom vegetables that are going to be more productive and have better taste. We'll talk about the heirlooms that can be used and kept during the winter months when fresh vegetables are hard to get. So you start off with a plan. Now, on a separate sheet of paper, I want you to make a list of all of the vegetables that you want. And do a priority. If the number one priority for you is tomatoes, and you're doing tomatoes because you want to make sauce, then you figure you're not only going to need to grow tomatoes, but you're going to need to grow peppers, and you need to grow garlic, and onions, because good sauce has got peppers and it's got onions. So in that garden, you have to figure out room for green peppers or red, yellow, orange, which will have a lot more flavor and will give your sauce the color. So that when you bring out those plates of pasta with a big mound of fresh homemade spaghetti sauce, and your guests look and they see red peppers, yellow peppers, green peppers, and then they see the onions from your garden, whether you're growing the red onions or the sweet onions. But all that takes room. So you need to decide, okay, I'm going to make 25 quarts of spaghetti sauce. To do 25 quarts of spaghetti sauce, I'm going to need a dozen tomatoes. Now, one thing that I found, my wife and I both have diabetes, so we have to cut back on our sugar. And through some friends, found out that if we wanted to make our sauce taste better without adding sugar, you grow your Roma tomatoes. Roma tomatoes are firmer, a lot less pulp, a lot less seed. Skin comes off easy, and it tends to give you a thicker sauce right off the bat. Okay? Now, the one secret that we found, you make the sauce, you let it simmer so that your liquids will drop by about a couple of inches in your container. And then what you do to sweeten the sauce without adding sugar is you have cherry tomatoes. And cherry tomatoes, you put them in your food blender. You purify it, grind up all of the skin. You won't even feel it or taste it when you're eating it. And you add a couple inches of these small cherry tomatoes to your mixture. Blend it in well. So you may only need one or two of the 12 plants as a cherry tomato to give you the sweetness that you need when you make a sauce. And the one secret that I found when I make my sauce is I begin with just tomatoes. I dip the tomatoes in boiling water, remove the skin, cut them in quarters or mash them, put them in the pot, and then add my seasoning and my spices, set it on a high fire to bring it to a boil, and then lower the fire and let it simmer for hours. And you'll see all the steam evaporate, and you're thinking, I'm losing some of the flavor. Well, you're not. You're getting rid of some of the liquids. As it begins to sink, then you add your cherry tomatoes to bring the level back up. Stir it in well, add some paste, cook it till it sinks again. And then once the sauce has started to really thicken, that's when I'll take my onions and my peppers and I will saute those separately and then add it to my tomato mixture. If I add the tomatoes, peppers, and onions all together, they tend to stick to the bottom of my container. Sometimes they burn, and then your hard work is ruined. So I cook them separate. I add them later, but I need to know how many. So you don't need to have a dozen green peppers. You don't need to have two rows of onions. Figure out what your needs are. Peppers, if you're going to be using them later on for soups and stews, they freeze wonderful. Onions will keep in your basement, just like potatoes will. But you need to know what your requirements are. So, again, I want you to take time, get a big sheet, a big cardboard, draw out your garden to scale, You have to figure your rows. And believe me, what I do is I try and use every single inch. And I know, for example, I'm going to put in two rows of tomatoes. I like sauce. I'll make about 50 quarts of sauce because I give a lot away. I love it during the winter, and it keeps very well. So where my rows of tomatoes are going to be planted, there's a walkway in between, right? In that walkway, I'll plant a row of spinach. Because by the time the spinach has matured, the tomato plants are spaced evenly. They're beginning to grow. And I'm going to remove the spinach to give me an aisle and room for the tomatoes to grow. So I'm that aisle early in the season gave me spinach. Or that aisle gave me a row of lettuce in that garden. I put in my seedlings. They matured. They started to grow. The peas were done. The lettuce is done. The spinach is done. And I got two crops in that same area. So I want you to sit down and really plan out that garden. And if you run into a problem, you email me. My email address is pparent@roadrunner.com. That's pparent@roadrunner.com. And in the weeks to come, I'm going to design some gardens for you to give you an idea of how you can get two crops in the same area. And you can do that. And that's the secret to becoming a better gardener, that you can produce two things in the same area, in the same season, and have success at both. It's simple. The other thing is, if your space is limited, let's say you have a 25 by 25 garden, and you love corn. Corn takes a lot of room. You can buy the corn at a farm stand for less money than you can grow it in your garden. Because in the space that you can plant corn, you can plant, for example, butternut squash. And that butternut squash will run through the garden, will run on your lawn, give it some place to go, and produce great big butternut, acorn, buttercup, blue Hubbard. And these are squashes that are heavy. And at the supermarket, you're paying $1 a pound, sometimes more. But they're a squash that you can keep in your basement for the winter, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas and beyond, and have something that is going to be tasty, productive, but it stores in your basement for the winter. Summer squash, if you don't eat them as they mature, then they get to be too large, and all you taste is the seed. So that you have to continuously eat it, and you get to a point where, I can't eat any more summer squash. I can't eat any more butternut, any more zucchini. When that happens with the summer squash and your zucchini, it's normally happening by the end of August. Pull them out. You can't eat anymore. Right? Now you've got this big hole in your garden where those plants were. You can, in that same area, plant crops that come in fast. Radishes. Lettuce. You can plant peas, and they will mature in October and be ready. You can plant green beans, and they'll be ready in late September. So get some crops that are going to be productive early. You get as much as you want. You get to a point where I've had enough. I've made zucchini bread. I've made all kinds of things. I need something else for flavor. It's something for the fall season. Okay? Kale. Kale can be planted in August to be ready for September and October. Lettuce. You can even plant broccoli, cauliflower, in the month of August by seed. Some of the garden centers will sell seedlings and have a fall crop of cauliflower or broccoli for September and October. And even if you live in southern New England, down on Cape Cod or further south, into the month of November. Brussels sprouts, same family. It takes the whole year to grow. And the flavor is determined by the cold weather. You can pick Brussels sprouts in late July, early August. They'll be small and they'll be tasty, but the flavor of that vegetable is enhanced with a frost or a freeze. And the best Brussels sprouts are harvested around Thanksgiving or later. And I've gone in the garden as late as Christmas Day. Snow on the ground. My house right now has 20 inches of snow on the ground. All came down in the 10-day period. The plants are covered with snow. I take my shovel. I shovel between the rows. I cut the plant, bring it in, let it thaw, snap off the sprouts, clean them, and I have Brussels sprouts during the winter, and then whatever I don't eat, I leave in the garage for a week or two or three, and they're still good attached to the plant.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I know it's January. We're talking about the vegetable garden. We're thinking about planning that garden right now. I know it's early, but let's start thinking. Make your list. And, for example, just write down the vegetables that you want from that garden. In order. So, number one for most people, tomatoes. Because they can use tomatoes fresh, they can cook with them, they can make sauce, and you can even freeze a tomato. And I'll tell you, if you want to make something good during January, February, and March, and I do this, I have a large freezer, the kids have grown up, so we don't use it that much. I will harvest my tomatoes as they ripen. And a lot of them ripen during August and September. What are you going to do with all those tomatoes? You can make sauce, right? But if you take that tomato in your home, wash it, put it in a Ziploc freezer bag, fill the bag as full as you can, and get the freezer ones. Throw them in your freezer. They will freeze solid and leave them there. In January, you get a cold day with a lot of snow and you'd like something, you know, that will get in your, so once you eat it, will warm your bones. In the morning, take out a bag of frozen tomatoes. Let them sit in the countertop. Get a pot. Throw a little bit of olive oil in it. Take these tomatoes that were in the freezer. They're starting to thaw a little bit. Take a second pot. Fill it with water. Bring it to a boil. Dip or drop your tomatoes in the boiling water. The skin will crack. You know, peel off the skin, remove it, cut your tomatoes in quarters, and put them in the pot with the olive oil until you have filled the entire pot with tomatoes. As they soften, mash them up a little bit. Add Italian seasoning, your favorite spices and herbs. Put them on the low fire. Let it simmer all day. And the flavor that will be released in your house, set on low, when you walk in and out of that room, will be incredible. Okay? Now, this is what you do. Around maybe 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's been cooking all day. It's nice, thick soup of just tomatoes. Open up your vegetable crisper. I got some broccoli left over. I'll throw that. I have some cauliflower. I'll throw that in it. Some onions, some peppers. And now you're making a tomato vegetable soup. You're adding celery. All of the vegetables, and you're cleaning out your vegetable crisper at the same time. It could be a piece of broccoli the size of your fist. Could be a quarter of a head of cauliflower. But you're getting rid of all the vegetables in there. You've got 4 or 5 carrots. Peel them, chop them up, add the carrots. Okay? Then the last hour, you need something to give it a little bit more body. How about some rice, a little bit of pasta? You add that to it, let it blend in together, and for supper, when people walk in from work, your house smells this tremendous smell of homemade tomato soup. All you need is a crusty bread, some garlic bread, but you have made fresh tomatoes. You've used onions, celery, peppers, whatever you have. And people will go, wow, this tastes so good. And there's tomatoes that were in your garden that all came in at the same time, but a lot of people don't realize that you can freeze it. So if that's something that you like to do, if it's sauce that you like to do, then allow enough room in your garden to grow enough tomatoes to do everything. Vegetables that you eat for a short period of time and you've had it, then you need to give them less room. So let's plan out the garden. I'll have more information for you in the weeks to come and some ideas in the newsletter.
Ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.